Is it possible to sort of come up with a trade-off in terms of trying to minimize the risk but maximize particularly the benefit in terms of metastatic disease? Let's talk about metastatic breast cancer, for example. I've heard oncologists say, you know, maybe I'm not going to use a bisphosphonate if a patient just has one or two bone mets, sort of minimal sort of bone involvement because of their concern about this. Does that make sense or not really?
I don't think it makes sense. If there's a message we want to get out, it is to the medical oncologists, and I say this to the patients, is that, look, the bisphosphonates have been beneficial for you. Prior to the bisphosphonates, patients with your diagnosis suffered fractures, suffered bone resorption, hypercalcemia, a number of other complications that often led to severe disability and even death. And so on balance, these drugs have been good for you. If there's anything we want to tell you is that with some education of medical oncologists and dentists, we can prevent most of this. And if you do develop it, we can treat this and we can manage it. We may not be able to cure it, but we can manage it, that you can lead a pretty normal life and still have the benefits of this drug.